My name is Megan Castillo. Today is March 9th, 2021. Today we will discuss the experiences of people during the COVID-19 pandemic. Today we are in San Antonio, Texas, and I am interviewing
Christian Pettis.
Where were you born?
I was born in San Antonio, Texas.
Where are you from?
Also San Antonio, Texas as well.
What is your occupation?
I'm a detention deputy for the Bexar County Sheriff's Office.
When and how did you first hear about the virus, and can you explain your experience?
The first time I heard about the virus, I was contacted by a friend and telling me about the pandemic, and at first I thought it was a joke. I thought it was just a swine flu just developing, and turned out to be much more. How it affected me was, it was kind of scary seeing people out in public with masks and facial coverings, not knowing that it was going to be as big of a deal as it is now. So at first it was kind of frightening, and I think what made it more frightening was that I didn't take it as serious when I first discovered the virus.
Can you explain how the coronavirus affected you and your family or friends? What has changed?
So how it affected me was, when the outbreak occurred, many grocery stores and retail stores were pretty much being raided. There's not very much groceries that you find in H-E-B or Walmart or Trader Joe's. It was hard to even just find a gallon of milk, even just regular groceries. So we would just have to live off of frozen foods and fruits and vegetables for the time being, and fast food.
Can you explain how COVID-19 affected your daily or weekly routine, like shopping for groceries or spending time with your family?
It really did limit the amount of social gatherings family and friends would have. I remember when the country first went on lockdown, I was invited to a deputy party, and our sheriff made an announcement of the whole social distancing thing that was occurring, and told us to limit only at the time 10 people per gathering. So it wasn't really much of a gathering. It really did limit birthday parties, social gatherings, family events. So it kind of made the community distant from each other.
Due to the pandemic, are you able to work from home? Why or why not?
Due to my occupation of being a detention deputy, we are required to be on call and on post 24/7. So being in a law enforcement agency, it's kind of impossible to be working from home when you are required to be on call 24/7.
Do you know anyone that has been affected with the virus?
Many of my coworkers, including myself, experienced the virus, as well as family members as well.
How has adapting to the virus affected your work or schoolwork responsibilities affected you?
It is a big responsibility and liability working for Bexar County Sheriff's Office, such as maintaining social distancing from other deputies, which makes it more difficult of a work environment. More particularly working in the jail, requiring inmates to keep their mask on and social distance as well. Was a big adaptment. Not many people take it seriously, and so obviously it affects them.
When we were hit with February's winter storm, did you think about the virus? Why or why not?
During the winter storm, I think it would be safe to say that we were more focused on the winter storm more than the virus. Reason being is because transportation was pretty much difficult to get on the roads. Many elements include black ice that limited transportation and traveling. It was kind of like the virus itself. Many grocery stores were difficult to buy groceries from. Many restaurants were closed, so it did limit a lot of food, access to food, rather.
So you're a deputy sheriff. How was your experience in the jail with the inmates during COVID-19?
It was a big adaptment, as I said before. Working in the jail with inmates and having them maintain social distancing is very difficult. Reason being is because in units such as the high-risk units, which include the Mexican Mafia, active gang members, cartels, they're already facing many years of TDC, Texas Department of Corrections, or even life to prison. But so they have nothing to lose. So if they wish not to wear their PPE, personal protection equipment, it would just make the virus more accessible to many other deputies. Social distancing is also plays a big factor in the jail, which is really hard to maintain due to the fact that some of the units, they are in lockdown 23, 22 hours a day. So social interaction is a big part of their lifestyle.
What would you like to tell future generations about the pandemic?
If you hear it, and if you're starting to see people take precautions, you can never be too safe. Always take many precautions and don't take things lightly. Don't take things with a grain of salt, because it's just a snowball turning into a monster. Even if social gatherings are limited, always make sure you take precautions of any pandemic, rather, whether it's a coronavirus or any new strain of the virus or any future viruses. Always take precaution, maintain social distancing, wash your hands, and as much as you want to go out and party, you have to make sure that you consider yourself and others first.